Hey, fantasy football owners, I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive into the position that will make or break your fantasy roster, wide receivers. We analyze route running, target share, and all the metrics that really matter. We do the work so that you can just make smart decisions. Sit back and amaze your friends. Your wide receiver one won't change, but it's the nitty-gritty, it's the flex and the waiver wire pickups. That's where your league is won or lost. So follow Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I feel honestly the best I have felt all week. Not physically, my foot is still boo-booed, but I will say, like last night, because the Gardos had clinched during the day, can I just say what a shot in the arm that was? It felt like, you guys know, I've shared some of the stuff that has been going on off air in my life with my biological father, my mom's boyfriend, and obviously as a station, we've had a lot of change recently, and it's just kind of, I've been doing the thing that I do, which is, yeah, that's great, I'm going to work. And I don't know if you know this, not the like most mentally healthy way of doing things is just to put your head down and ignore everything. And so this week, I think it's probably because the foot is such, it's probably because I can't literally do anything other than sit on my butt. I'll be honest with you. The chickens came home to roost emotionally and mentally this week. So, while, and I, by the way, I should say, I'm totally fine. I actually feel really great today, but a big part of that was the Guardians clinching yesterday and just the ceaseless amount of good vibes. Man, was that helpful to me. Can I just tell you, I needed that shot in the arm to kind of just get that dopamine kick to a level. Like, I thought cold showers could kick you, right? Could give you that little boost. The Guardians clinching yesterday was so much fun, and we will have quite a bit to talk about the Guardians and the Stephen Vogt impact, and we're going to get into, you know, scoreboard watching, and it's a football Friday, but we got quite a bit of the Guardians to talk about. But to continue that boost in the good vibes, last night a new TV show came out, Agatha on Disney. And so we did like a double feature movie night for the girls, and because they were off school, because we do that. Like, hey, we've been doing 5 days a week now for 2 weeks, Friday off. I'm not complaining. The teachers deserve it. Teachers deserve to get paid more. They deserve all the days off. You have to put up with my spoiled children, so I'm not complaining. But because of that, we did a movie night last night. And so as you can imagine, I was sitting up in my reclining sofa, it's not even a sofa, sectional, with my foot about two giant pillows high, with my Izzy cuddling on one hand, my Sophie and my Livy were cuddling with Vanessa on the other side, and I fell asleep in the chair, just absolutely completely relaxed. So, good vibes, man. Like, today is a great vibe Friday. It helps that you got the Giants coming up on Sunday. And I don't want to disrespect the Giants because there's a lot about the Giants that I actually like and respect. Starting with the Mara family. They have not really gotten it right the last, I don't know, since they fired or ran off Tom Coughlin. But if you look at them and historically what they mean, I've always been envious of that in what they have in Pittsburgh. Because that just feels like something that should happen in Cleveland. A family that has owned their team or this team for decades and for generations. Instead, we got Art, and then we got Randy Lerner, and now we got the Haslams. Maybe that'll be the Haslams. I'm from 100 years. Cletus III may be running the organization there. But like right now, I've always loved the story of Brian Daboll. I didn't love him when he was the OC here, but I love the story, like his journey. I think he's a good head coach. I don't know he's going to be there long term because they don't have a quarterback, and that is the number one thing that gets you fired. But Brian Burns and Kayvon Thibodeau and Dexter Lawrence, I love the defensive line. And I do think they're starting to put together the pieces around the quarterback. So while I don't think the Giants are a very good team right now, I think they can be on to something in the near future if they just find out that pesky little question. If they answer the pesky little question about, quarterback, kind of the most important position on the field. I will actually, at some point in today's show, I will give Danny Dimes a modicum of credit. I'm going to do that. That's how you know I'm in a good mood. But listen, let's be honest here. This game is a game that the Browns should win. It's at home, all right? It's against a team that they are favored by 6.5 points on. And this is that next opportunity to start stacking wins. Now, listen, I think the most overstated thing in the world is you have to stack wins early in the season to make the playoffs. You have to stack wins whenever you can get them. And right now, there is a window between the Giants, Raiders, and Washington, who coming into the season, we didn't think was going to be that good. Now, the Giants are 0-2. The Raiders did just beat the Ravens on the road. I don't know how much that matters. The Commanders did just beat the Giants. But these next three games still represent something that I think matters, which is opportunities to continue to build specifically on the offensive side of the ball. Like in reality, I think the defense, every time the defense goes out, they're building on what they did last year. And they're tweaking and they're finding a way, right? Like because they've been intact now for going on two seasons. Some of those dudes have been playing together. Actually, most of those dudes have been playing together for a while too. But on the offensive side, even if a lot of these guys have played together now for a while, they are trying to find themselves offensively. And I'll be honest with you. I don't know if the Giants' defense is a greater or lesser a challenge than the Jacksonville Jaguars. I think both have really good defensive lines, and I think they have some holes beyond that. But this is a, whether it's Jack Conklin or Jed Wills, right? Whether it's James Hudson III, that is kind of one of the things you got to pay attention to on Sunday is where do you go on left tackle, who's ready, and really, can that person give you a chance in there? If it's one of the two guys coming off the injured list, can they give you a damn chance to go ahead and go up against two of the best pass rushers in the NFL? But as I say that, this is still a game you should win. You are, on paper and in principle, a better team. You're coming off better performances, right? Jacksonville was, I think, the 8th team or the 9th team in the AFC last year, even with the collapse. Washington, who the Giants just lost to, was so good they got the number 2 pick in the draft this last year. So it just puts you into the situation where you're at home, right? This team loves home cooking. This is a game you should win. And I also think, listen, we say, we always use the phrase that one game can neither confirm nor deny our feelings about our team. But it's also September. And sometimes, like both the Dallas and Jacksonville games, recency bias reigns supreme. So the other thing, this is a confirmation game. I don't think we have enough. I think we have enough explanations or terms for individual types of games, but this is a affirm or negate game. You can either go out there and continue building on what you did against a team in Jacksonville who at worst is probably middle of the pack in the NFL and at best is probably a fringe playoff team, a team that can win the AFC South, but that's kind of a lower bar. So this, you know, you didn't play the best game, but you certainly commanded that game at parts against a better team than you're facing this weekend. Versus a team that I think if we're all being honest with ourselves, this is a team.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hey, fantasy football owners, I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception, a podcast dedicated to the wide receivers. Are you as confident in your flex as you are in your wide receiver one? I didn't think so. So follow Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
That, quite frankly, you should beat. So that's what I, you know, will this game 5 weeks from now be the game where, that's the one? No, probably not. But it doesn't have to be that. It's simply the next opportunity to prove that the Browns are closer to who we thought they would be, which is a playoff team, and closer for the offense to get, another opportunity for the offense to get closer to who we need them to be, which is anywhere from a good offense to a top 10 offense. And I think that's an interesting spot for the Browns to be in, because conversely, I think the Giants are in desperation mode. I think the Giants know, and I guarantee you, Brian Daboll, who gets how the NFL works more than anyone, being a young offensive coordinator that had to bounce around bad situation to bad situation, then basically out of the NFL, had to go to Alabama to basically save his career under the auspices and the guidance of Nick Saban, and then working his way back into it with the Buffalo Bills, he understands that although 0-3 isn't a death sentence, when you're a team that people already didn't have high expectations for, it really puts you behind the eight ball. He's also in year three, by the way. Although Daniel Jones inexplicably continues to get another year, Brian Daboll is in year three, and that can be a make or break year for head coaches. So I'm gonna guess that there's a desperation in that locker room being 0-2 and knowing what going to 0-3 means. And the same thing with Brian Daboll, who you are never – the owners, the Maras all the way down to Dave Tepper. They can tell you, hey, you're safe. We got you. We trust you. And then November comes around and all of a sudden people get skittish because they start to see people aren't coming back to the stadium for next year and re-upping their season ticket package. Bad football puts a pressure – or losing football, not bad football, puts pressure on a coaching staff in a way like no other. So I'm not saying it's a trap game, but this is a great opportunity to confirm everything we saw in Jacksonville and build on it. That's how I view this game, right? All right, you could have scored 30 points offensively on Sunday, but there were drops. There were ridiculous holding penalties pre and post snap. All right, can you clean those up? Against a good pass rush, can you keep Deshaun even more clean? Or can Deshaun keep making the plays? Or when I say plays, I'm not just talking about successful plays in terms of yardage and scoring. I'm talking about the plays that keep drives alive. The David Lee Roth play, as I've called it now 17 times this week, the splits throw to David Bell. And defensively, listen, Daniel Jones, as a passer, not great, Bob, but he does have the thing that teams have previously picked apart this defense with, which is mobility. I mean, Gardner Minshew, not necessarily a statue, but Gardner Minshew is a pocket quarterback that looked like Michael Vick last year when you were in Indy facing him. So Daniel Jones is a much better, I mean, honestly, I can't believe I'm saying this. I can't believe it's because it's truth, but I'm giving him a lot of credit here. Daniel Jones is one of the more mobile in NFL. So what are the Browns going to do? Are they going to confirm what week two said, or are they going to confirm more of what week one said, which this is a work in progress and it's going to be a bumpy start to the season? I think it's going to be the confirmation of extending and building on what Jacksonville and what happened at Jacksonville. But because we're talking two games, I don't definitively know.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Hey, fantasy football owners. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive into the position that will make or break your fantasy roster, wide receivers. We analyze route running, target share, and all the metrics that really matter. We do the work so that you can just make smart decisions. Sit back and amaze your friends. Your wide receiver one won't change, but it's the nitty-gritty. It's the flex and the waiver wire pickups. That's where your league is won or lost. So follow Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.